producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. Leon French is here for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. Scott Henin will be back at 9 with Todd Mitchell asking you that question. What's on your mind this morning? 855-217-76 gets you live on air and into the conversation this morning. On today's show, this first hour, I'm going to have Laura Calsrud on. She's working on a petition to get the FDA to say yes to an accelerated approval of RE024. That's for treatment for PKAN. I had her on my show a week ago. Mom, three little dudes, three kids. I think the youngest one is 9. The gist of the story is this, you know, they have this very, very rare disease, these little dudes, awesome little guys. And when they're diagnosed, it's a debilitating, degenerating disease. But when you're diagnosed, your life expectancy is about 10 to 12 years. It affects your motor functions her oldest sons have already been diagnosed. Her youngest son has some of the symptoms, but he hasn't been diagnosed yet, but it's genetics. So they're expecting that he will eventually, you know, right around this time in his life, be diagnosed, and then the clock starts ticking. She's trying to get this drug. There's a drug company right here in the U.S., in New York, that produces this drug, but the FDA won't approve it. So she has a doctor from Canada that will administer it. She has the drug company here in the U.S. that says they'll give her the drug. It has had positive results in patients, not in the U.S., but in Europe. And she is trying to save her kids' lives. And so we want to do all we can to help her. We're going to have her on the show at 8:30 today. Please tune in. Listen to what she has to say. And let's see if we can help her out. She's attempting to get 100,000 signatures on a petition so she can put it on Obama's desk. And he can sign it, and she can save her kids' lives. And I think it is a noble endeavor for any and all of us here, especially in North Dakota. And if you're listening outside of the state, the same thing, to help her, you know, save these three little awesome, awesome little dudes. So tune in. Stay tuned in at 8:30 to hear her story and find out what you can do to help. Should be noted that, you know, this illness, PKAN, it only affects about 1,000 kids in the U.S. and about 6,000 worldwide. So it's extremely rare. I think they are the only three in North Dakota, those three kids who have this disease, only about 1,000 in the entire country and about 6,000 in the entire world. So it's very, very rare. And there's a glimmer of hope, and the FDA is the only holdup here. And she's actually been to Washington. She's talked to her elected representatives here, in North Dakota. They were extremely helpful from what I understand, from what I can understand, and I've had conversations with her. But the second you get to Washington, the bureaucracy kicks in, and you're pretty much stonewalled. And I think that that's sad. I really do. But stay tuned. I'll find out more about this story at 8:30. And then we're going to have some directions to social media and to websites so you can help her out and get these petitions signed. We're also going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, on at 8:20, as we do every day, to discuss the news of the day from the left and from the right. So that's always fun, and especially when we have both of them on. I mean, it's great to have one of them on, but it's awesome to have them both on. At 9 o'clock, we have some open phone time. 9:30, North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy, Republican out of Bismarck, on what he and other legislators heard on their listening tour of Western North Dakota yesterday. At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, we have open phones, and then we have Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on his call that farmers need help harvesting and yesterday's Surface Transportation Board meeting. So stay tuned for all of that. This is an Are You Kidding Me Friday, so I want all of your Are You Kidding Me a commentary for today. I have a couple of Are You Kidding Me? The first of which, I don't know if you've heard. So there's this guy, Mike Dickinson. He announced his candidacy for Virginia's 7th Congressional District. He's a Democrat. And this guy, he's nuts. And when I read this, I said, immediately my brain said, are you kidding me? These people... So he's on his little radio show, and he says, this is what he says. He says, "Dear God, please use Ebola to infect the NRA and its various members, for they are a true virus and true terrorist in America." Think about that. This is the way this guy, and this guy, you know, the scary thing is there are people out there that would vote for a pinhead like this. And that's one of my, I guess that's my biggest Are You Kidding Me for Are You Kidding Me Friday. That's just nuts. The NRA, in my humble opinion, is an awesome organization. Teaches people about their Second Amendment rights, teaches them about firearm safety, gets the kids involved in exercising their Second Amendment rights. I think it's a great thing, a great organization. The gun owners that I know and the folks that I know that are NRA members, they are salt of the earth, awesome, awesome people. And the guys and gals I know here in North Dakota that are NRA members, you couldn't ask for better people. So I don't know what this guy is talking about. It is definitely a Are You Kidding Me? And a little bit of Is This Guy Nuts type of deal, in my humble opinion. I think I'll ask Ellen and Blanquita about that. You know, what this guy is running for, you know, Virginia's 7th Congressional District. How horrible would it be if he had actually won? This guy. Don't visit his website. I don't want to give him any more notoriety. Don't listen to his radio show, unless you're going to call in and call him a pinhead, because that's exactly what he is. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that on Ed Schultz. That's just a horrible thing. Are you kidding me? Another Are You Kidding Me thing I want to mention here. So yesterday, you know, we're talking about what happened out there in Bismarck with our tax commissioner. And this is truly, truly an Are You Kidding Me? Are You Kidding Me moment. So I come on the airwaves. Let me walk it back a little bit. 2 days ago. I think it was a Wednesday. I had Rob Porto on my show, 2 to 5, what's a Common Sense Club. And we kind of broke this story about our tax commissioner and what happened there. You know, so Rauschenberger, you know, he comes out and, you know, it's found out that, you know, his friend was drunk and he rolled over the SUV and all of that stuff. And we know that story. And I come out and the Republicans are not going to walk it back. They're going to run him. Their hands are kind of tied, you know. And I said, you know, he should resign. He should seek help, actual help. And get himself better, get himself back to good health, and then maybe rerun it in 4 years. And concede the seat to the Democrat, the challenger, who, by all accounts, doesn't have a prayer. And I guess we'll finish this up later on in the show. Stay tuned for Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to discuss the news from the left and the right. All right here on What's On Your Mind. We'll be right back after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back. I'm Leon Francis, your host for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. And I believe we have Blanquita Cullum on the line. No Ellen yet? What's going on there?
Well, I've given you the number for Ellen, and I hope that you're trying that because she's on the 65th floor of a building, and for some crazy reason, the cell phone won't work. So she's just there. So she just texted me, and she texted you guys to let you know the number. And so, you know, I let Mr. Wonderful know, who always calls me every single morning, who I adore, have the phone number, and so we'll see what happens.
Good deal. Mr. Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about you guys. You know how I feel about you.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, while I got you on the line, I want to ask you about Joan Rivers. How sad is that?
I adore Joan Rivers. I adored her. I got to tell you that I really loved, I was listening this morning to her, What Becomes a Legend Most, 1983. And I remember going and seeing her in Las Vegas at that time period when I was going through kind of a difficult period of my life. And I thought, that woman is so funny, but she is so brave. It takes a lot of courage to get out there and do the act. And, you know you're going to get pummeled from people that are going to be, you know, insulted that you take them on, because she took on the biggest ones because she knew they could take it. And she knew that, you know, they were protected, but honest to God, it was so funny. And I encourage the audience to listen to that today. It's online. And have a good laugh. I thought she was incredibly brave.
Oh, yeah, she is extremely funny, in my opinion, and extremely, may I say, good-looking for an 80-some-odd-year-old woman. And I remember, saying something to the effect that, you know, I've had so much plastic surgery that when I die, they'll donate my body to Tupperware. I thought that was hilarious.
And, you know, the funny thing is, when she was out there making these jokes about people, you know, whether it was Elizabeth Taylor or Prince Charles or anybody, you know, Madonna, whoever, she always made sure that she made the biggest jokes about herself.
Right.
You know, she talked about that she didn't have any sex appeal. You know, she talked about, you know, her relationship with her ex-husband or late husband or whatever. And she'd make sure that she was the biggest butt of the joke, because it kind of said, you can't hurt me, I can hurt myself more, so get out of the way, I'm going to tell the truth that you're really thinking but afraid to say.
Right. And she was a trailblazer for female comics. I mean, and even for male comics, now that I think about it, because you're absolutely right. She was not just a little risque. She was a lot risque. But she made it work.
I got to tell you, yours truly here has actually done stand-up. And
really?
When I was working in the 1980s, when I was doing rock and roll radio, I had a clause in the contract that said I had to go do performances on behalf of the radio. They were having a funniest radio DJ competition, and they said, you've got to do it. I was the only woman. And they said, it's in your contract. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to go out there, and I decided I was going to do a takeoff of Tammy Faye Baker. You know, I had the Celestial Collection plate. I have the big hair, the big nails, and I healed and all that kind of stuff. I thought, I will get knocked out of this thing immediately. Well, the crazy thing is I've won. But in doing that, I realized, you know, it is not easy to do stand-up comedy. It is tough. And
yeah.
I really learned to admire her.
There's no way I could do stand-up comedy. I mean, behind this mic, you know, I'm kind of in my own little world. I can kind of be myself. Standing up there in front of an audience, I don't know if I could do that. So, yeah, I agree.
And it's got to be quick. It's got to be quick. The timing has to be like a machine gun. It has to be just right on it. You have to be willing to play with the audience. You have to be willing to have them, you know, not like you, and then you have to be able to be ready to go back out here. I think she was brilliant.
I agree. I think she was brilliant also. And we're still waiting on Ellen, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you have any fears, any reservation with next week being, you know, the anniversary of 9/11?
No. I am not a person that likes to creep carefully to the graveyard, as you know. I've already booked a flight that I'll be going on around that time frame, not on the 11th, but around that time frame. I'm sorry. And I would just suggest to anyone that is concerned, get a plan. Have a plan in your neighborhood. Do you remember 9/11 when you had the vets that would call in and they would say, what can we do? Well, you have a neighborhood watch. You get a plan in place. And honestly, I think that's the best thing. Ellen just wrote me a note, says she's by the phone, but no call. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe you guys are having trouble with the number. But have a plan in place. Know where your kids are. Know where your old folks are. And face it bravely, because it will pass. And the threat of terrorism is more just the fear of the impending something that might happen. In most cases, 90% of the time, it doesn't. But you know what? The only thing to fear is fear itself, and we are brave Americans, and we take up fear in the face. We deal with
it. You know what? You know, I would love it if we establish our own brand of terrorism. Like if ISIS was to pull off an attack. Well, you know what I want? I want immediately after, not even an hour after, us to just hit them hard and heavy, and then make them afraid to use their cell phones. Like back, you remember back when Bush was in office and he kind of took the reins? Those guys were afraid to use their cell phones because they were afraid that a missile would come right down and knock it out of their hands. That's the kind of fear, the terror I want them to feel.
And the other thing is this, look, part of the success of a bully is knowing they've intimidated you, that they've scared you. You know, when I was growing up, there was a guy that used to live next door to me. He used to kind of was a big bully. And my brother taught me the trick that bullies they're basically cowards, okay? They can be mean and they like to take advantage. The best thing that the American people can do is stand up, get a plan, do not be afraid to shop, take planes, go to school, go to work. And if something bad happens, you know, we're not looking for a fight, but by God, if something happens, we have to be like my dad used to say, not be afraid to take them on and to not miss. And I think that's
right.
The part of American spirit that is missing right now is that we will deal with bullies and do not even think about trying to mess with them.
Absolutely. We got to bloody a nose or two. I mean, they got to understand that we will not be intimidated. I love that. I love that attitude. One thing before I let you go, my next guest after our conversation is a lady named Laura Kohlsrud. She is fighting to get her kids this drug that's available in the U.S. I would ask you to check her out, Laura Kohlsrud, and type in PKAN, P-K-A-N. Check her out, and all of your friends, you know, tell them to check her out and sign the petition. Will you do that for me, BQ?
Oh, you know I will, man. And you know, Ellen says she's sorry.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back with Laura Kohlsrud.
It's worth to feel good. With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are back. This is What's On Your Mind. This is the program that asked you that exact same question. What's on your mind this morning? What's on my mind this morning is the three little Kohlsruhe boys and their mom and the entire Kohlsruhe family, and they're working on a petition to get the FDA to say yes to an accelerated approval of RE24, and that is a drug for the treatment of PCAN, PKAN. The holdup now is the FDA. So that's what they're fighting against right now. They're fighting the FDA, who has basically stonewalled any forward movement on getting this drug to these kids. Now, a little backstory on PCAN. It is extremely rare. I think about 1,000 kids in the U.S. Are afflicted with this disease, and I think about 6,000 in worldwide. So it is a very rare disease. There is a drug company in New York that manufactures this drug, RE24, and will give it to the Kohlsruhe family, but they can't. The FDA won't allow that. They also have a doctor that will administer it, but he can't. The FDA will not allow that. And so I want to welcome Laura Kohlsruhe to What's On Your Mind. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Leon. Thanks for having us again.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. And so I want you to tell the folks, you know, what your family is attempting to do, what you have already done, and what we need to do to help you to help you get the treatment you need for your three little boys.
We have started an online petition here to get to President Obama's office, to his administration, so that he can urge the FDA to allow RE24 for our kids. It is our only chance at saving their lives at this time. There is no other treatment out there. So we are struggling to get the signatures at this time. We have until the 12th of September to get 100,000 signatures. We're just over 9,000 right now. And we're trying, and our state delegates in D.C. are trying also. They're actually having a meeting with the Commissioner Hamburg today just to get an update on, you know, what's happening at the FDA. And so I guess we'll see at that point what they have to say about it.
Right. And so how has the delegation, the congressional delegation from here in North Dakota, have they been helpful at all?
Yes, they have been very helpful. All three of them have jumped on board. They are trying to fight this battle with us, and they've already had one meeting with Commissioner Hamburg via phone about roughly 3 months ago. And so at that time, she told them that they would follow up in 90 days, you know, with what was going on at that time. And so that's where we're at today. So they very much are helping us, but we are not getting any movement from the FDA at all. They think they know better, when really there isn't very many people in the United States that know much about PCAN anyway.
It is an extremely rare disease, and as I said, you know, about 1,000 kids here in the U.S. So, you know, it's rare, but there is this drug out there, and it has shown promise. Can you explain a little bit about RE24?
Yes, the drug company that we're working with, they were able to get the drug over and across seas in another country. And they have had two patients on it now, and within days they had noticed some improvements. They continue to get better, these two patients. And so we feel that there is not an issue with toxicity of this drug, like the FDA is trying to tell us that. They told us the last time to our doctor, they said, for all we know, the drug could be more harmful than the disease. At this time, we beg to differ because the disease is killing our kids and it's killing the other 1,000 kids or people in the United States. And so we're desperately trying to get this. Each day we wait, there is more neurological damage being done to our kids. And so they may not be on their deathbed, but the FDA does not realize that they are losing their abilities every day. There's neurological damage being done every day. We do not know how much of that we can recover, but the sooner we start, there's more of a chance that we can recover that and they can resume back to their normal childhood.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, given the boys' age and how young they are, you know, the sooner you are able to treat it, the better able and the better capable their body is of repairing any damage. So you don't want to wait until it's all the way, it's affecting them and they're close to the end of life and that sort of thing like that. The FDA is saying you want to get them treatment as early as possible so their little bodies can get in there and fight and repair and they can have that normal childhood that you so desperately desire. I want for them also, but the FDA is digging their heels in, and we need this accelerated. We need them to step on the gas, so to speak, and get these kids the drugs, the treatment that they need. So we have a drug company here in the United States, in New York. They have the drug. They've already conducted a study. Cost $3 million. The FDA wants another study, though.
Right. They want them to do another study, the same kind of toxicology study. And the drug company feels that they are kind of being treated unfair because other drug companies don't have to do all this that they're requiring them to do. For instance, the Ebola case that happened here a few weeks ago where there was two patients over across the United States citizens. They contracted Ebola. They hurried up and gave them a drug that had hardly been tested on anything, and they gave that drug to them to save their lives. But who is to say that our kids can't get a drug that's trying to save their lives? I mean, who's to decide whose life is more important? You know, two doctors volunteering to go over there and help Ebola people, or our three kids who are innocently diagnosed with a genetic disease. So in our eyes, it's unfair how the FDA is treating this.
And I agree, you know, and there's another doctor that was just flown over with Ebola, and he's going to get that treatment. And I think you bring up an excellent point. Who's to say who's more important, that doctor or those other two doctors or your three kids? That's not a decision that anyone should have to make except maybe God, but no one should. It's something that it kind of upsets me, and if it upsets me, I can imagine what you're going through. But
right.
So what do we need to do to help you out?
We need signatures on the petition. We may not get 100,000 signatures, but the more that we get, it's more of a statement that we're making to the country about expanded access. And it's not just PCAN alone that we're fighting for. It's all these rare diseases or any of these diseases that are trying to access drugs to save their kids or their family members or loved ones' lives. And so it's not just about PCAN. It's about everybody trying to access these drugs that drug companies are making, and that they show promise. And I think it should be up to the patient or the family members. I do not believe it should be up to the FDA when it comes to there is nothing else, there is no other treatment out there. And so here we sit with nothing, watching our family members die.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. I agree. You guys have a Facebook page. You have social media.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to
do.
You want to give the folks that information.
Yep. Our Facebook page is just facebook.com/CulturedBrothers, and Cultured is KULSRUD. And then our Twitter handle is @CulturedBrothers. And then we have the online petition that is actually on the White House's website, so whitehouse.gov, and then it's under the petitions, and you can search for it, or can you put it on your website, the link on there?
Absolutely. We will get on that immediately to drive folks over to the whitehouse.gov website to sign that petition. And I remember when I spoke to you earlier, I think it was last week, you said that there's a two-part process, and you got to make sure that you complete both parts. You sign the petition. It'll send a link to your inbox, to your email, to make sure you're an actual person and not a bot. And you have to click on that link and verify. So it's a two-part process. You want to get through both parts. Don't make the mistake in thinking that, you know, I signed the petition, so everything is great. Make sure you engage in both parts of that signature, that petition signing procedure.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of this has been lost. We've had so much following from everybody, and it's been shared so many times. One of the statistics that I saw not too long ago was that it was shared with, or it had reached out to 75,000 plus people, but we only have 9,000 signatures.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think there's some issues with people not getting to the second part, or who knows if there's some conspiracy going on. I don't know.
Well, Laura, thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I'm going to pump this for all that I'm worth, and I'm hoping that my listeners will do the same. Thank you. God bless you
thank
and
you.
Your efforts and those three little dudes. We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Put out a plea to help. Do what you can to help the Colesrud family. You can go to their Facebook page. You can go to the whitehouse.gov, and I'll put this on my social media also. And their Twitter handle is at Colesrud Brothers. But check them out. Check out the story, the Bismarck Tribune, the Inforum, all of the major news media around here has a story about Laura Colesrud. Help these guys out. They need the signatures. Make sure you go through both steps of the signature proceeding, and let's get these folks the help that they need. Now, I'm going to go right to the phones. Brian, out in Jamestown, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Leon. Long time no talk to you.
Hey, Brian.
Say, I wanted to talk about, you had mentioned about 9/11 and, you know, are you scared or not? The thing that scares me the most, not particularly about 9/11, is just the fact that, you know, Christians are allowed to peacefully practice their religion in the United States, while people of Muslim faith are generally not violent people, but there is some radical Islamists, and they are allowed to impose their religion. Now, let's talk about what freedom of religion really means in this country. It is not for you to go out and impose any type of religion. It is for you to peacefully practice your religion. Now, why is the federal government making excuses for these people? Look at what's going on. How many Jews have they killed? How many of their own people have they killed? They are not peacefully doing anything. And as long as they're allowed to hide behind this notion that there is freedom to practice things like this, it's absurd. You know, no one's ever going to have the right to go over and stop this as long as they can hide behind that. You know, peacefully practice, not impose your religion upon other people. I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on that. Yeah.
And see, I think you bring up a really good point. If you look at what the caliphate is, if you look at the mindset of these folks, it is not to peacefully coexist. If you are not a believer, they believe that you are either, you need to be converted or killed, period. That's in the Quran. And what this caliphate is they want a global caliphate. They want everyone under Islamic law. And that is it is antithetical to the American way of life and to freedom in general. It can't be. One of the hallmarks of America is the fact that you are free to practice your religion without, you know, the state coming in or other people imposing their views on you. And I believe that that is the best environment for a free people to prosper in. Now, you got Sharia law and you got what the Islamics, the extremists believe, and it is totally the opposite. Now, that's all well and good for their people. If they want to be subjugated like that, I say, you know, knock yourself out. But it's not for us. And the fact that we actually have people over here that will go over there and fight, and then we have moderate Muslims who are not standing up saying, hey, these guys are nuts, this is not my religion, I think that that's a problem.
Oh, I would agree with you wholeheartedly, and as long as they can look over at our country and go, wow, they're really making strides on enacting Sharia law, these guys are just being antagonists. That's all they're doing. They're just poking their finger in our face. And when are we going to start taking this seriously? I mean, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any of it. But I believe that you have the right to practice any religion as long as it is peaceful. You're not imposing it upon me. And, I mean, we've got Americans that are being killed over there, beheaded. In the name of what? In the name of a religion. And for us to think that we're going to go over there and change ideals or bring democracy to a country that's been, you know, in unrest for how many years? That's just, it's crazy.
Right.
It's a crazy thought.
And if you bring up another really great point, I mean, I'm not a Bush cheerleader, but I also don't rake him over the coals like a lot of folks do. But one of the things that I was not, I mean, aside from his economics anyway, I mean, free markets miss that guy. But one of the things that I just found just irritating as all get out was this exporting democracy idea that he and a lot of folks have. And I'm like, you can't do that. I mean, if you're exporting democracy, you are imposing our view of democracy on other folks who have lived this way for countless thousands of years, and for us to go over there and try it. You think that's not going to be a violent thing? Absolutely it will be. So you can't do that, and I agree with that point. So it's September. We know ISIS has, you know, at least 11 aircraft that are unaccounted for. They took over that airport over there in Tripoli. How do you feel? Do you feel safe and secure with this administration, with that type of thing going on over there in the Middle East?
No, absolutely not. And the whole reason I don't feel comfortable is the fact that we've got an administration that makes excuses for people based on race, religion, and anything like that, to commit an act of violence and then to come back and claim that as your reason why you did it. And, you know, to your point about democracy overseas.
Hey, Brian, check back with me from 2 to 5, and let's continue this conversation. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon and more of What's on Your Mind.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.